Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, your private parties. Hey, your private parties. Hey, your private parties.
That's nice.
It's my old car.
Car that you're not allowed to drive.
Yeah, well, hey, listen.
Failed again, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do the listeners know about that?
Well, you can tell them when I eat the sweetie, if you like.
Jamie failed his 53rd...
Ninth.
...theory test.
Ninth.
59th booked.
Mm-hmm.
How many have you actually taken?
Failed three.
No, it's more than that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Don't lie to me.
I would never lie to you.
Don't lie to me, boy.
Why was that weirdly...
The boy what?
Why was that weirdly quite attractive?
I think this is you. This always comes from you.
When you try and talk sexual things to a lady...
Yeah, go on.
What do you say? Go on. So I'm... Alex, I loved you on Maine and Chelsea. That's the only girls.
Okay, well, look, I've actually moved on to bigger and better things. I'm now co-hosting
Private
Parts Podcast.
And they go,
and at that point, they do a 180 and they walk off.
Well, they just turn around and go, come on. Oh, that sounded gross. I'm so sorry.
What?
So sorry. What? Do a 180. I thought you meant they were...
Oh, what? They do a 180 and bend
it. Oh, God, I didn't mean that. I did mean that,
you
but then I suddenly realised what I said.
Disgusting boy.
Sorry to that. God, that was vile as I said that.
No.
So come on, just say, come on, talk dirty to me, come on.
I don't do that. It's not,
yeah,
it's
you
not
do.
It's not my thing.
Ooh, I'm going to rub you in honey and lick it off.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Do you like cinnamon grahams?
Because I do.
Because I hate them. I just thought we should get some touch points, something to get to know each other better. That's what I do.
Do you like popsicle? Do you like Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts are great. You always used to eat them so hot.
All right, legend.
Yeah.
All right, you hero.
Yeah.
Just, you know those Pop-Tarts?
That's what I was known for at school. Literally just boils all over my tongue.
Yes, Merton. Eat more. Make them hotter. Make them hotter.
Literally on fire.
Give me a pink one.
No, but did you not, when they came out of the toaster, they were so hot, but I wanted to eat them.
When they came out of the toaster?
When they came out of the furnace. When they came out of the fires of Mordor.
Doing your art class, put it in the furnace.
What, why was there a furnace in art class? What,
there was
3D art, maybe.
No, there was a furnace.
I did 3D art for A levels.
All right, legend again.
I just want some girls to hit me up on DMs. I think after this chat, they'll be
wait. A furnace is an art class. You would put your clay.
A furnace is an art class.
No, in art class, you would get a furnace.
Yeah,
that's how you heat up the pots.
You would know what's it called?
It's called a furnace.
No, when you put the clay in the
furnace,
in the kiln, and you do something with it.
And you, it's a furnace, isn't it? Yeah, it's a furnace. There you go.
What's a kiln then?
I don't know what a kiln is.
That's what you put pots in a kiln.
My whole point about the furnace was that I think at boarding school, say for some strange reason you committed a murder, the way to get rid of a body would put it in the furnace. Never be found.
Why did you have a furnace at school?
Because we went to... We had an art class. Why didn't you have a furnace?
We've just discovered... Well, not discovered. I've just proven it is kiln.
Did you have a Bunsen burner at school?
Yeah.
There you go.
I had one in my room.
Smoking
my Pop-Tarts. Hitting them real hard. Getting them just right.
Did you, but, like, did you used to put
Goldilocks and the...
And, the, what was and her Bunsen burner.
Yeah, that classic novel.
Did you... Did you used to put on wavy? I reckon you had it on wavy. And then you put your hand through it. Woo, it doesn't hurt. Woo, you
put
your hand
on wavy.
Yeah, you put it on wavy flame.
Oh, when it's...
And you put your hand through it. Woo, watch me, it doesn't hurt.
It wasn't
Ooh.
Called wavy flame.
It was called wavy.
That's not what your teacher said.
That is the scientific name in the exams for chemistry, or whatever you use, chemistry.
Yo.
It'd be... What is it? Yeah, sorry.
You want to get wavy now.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get laid because this podcast... It's talking about wavy flames.
It's about time you cashed in on this podcast.
Yeah, so here we go. It's a wavy flame. Look, I'm gonna Google that on the Bunsen
Jade,
burner.
Stop wasting time on Googling.
No, Bunsen burner, wavy flame. It's called
nothing,
a wavy flame.
Nothing's coming up.
Yes, here we go. Bunsen burner, wavy flame.
We know it's not. Come on.
It comes up with it. See, there you go.
Moving on.
No, it comes up with it. Three types of Bunsen burner flame. Oh, I don't. No one's listening anymore. So that's, you've just
lost like about 50,000 listeners, and I don't think you've even got that many of you.
Shall I tell you about my week then?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Tell you about my week. I had my second Pfizer.
Pfizer?
I thought for a while it was the visor with a V.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silent P.
What happened when you...
Is it silent P or F? It's an F.
It's a P. It's PZ.
It's a silent P.
Wait, is it PFZ?
Is it FPZ? PF.
Phaser.
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 Oh, I got the phaser.
Ah, Phaser. I got the phaser.
The phaser.
Are you feeling good from it?
I honestly... And look, I understand some people are against vaccines and some people are for them. I'm definitely for them. I think it's a good thing to do for the moment. Get them done. But I understand if people aren't against, someone in my family is totally against it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's beside the point. I'm not going to get political because I don't know what to say. You're not going to go down that political route.
I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Don't know what I'm going to say here. But I had my second one.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been ill in a long time. It takes a lot to get me ill.
Mm.
And I was ill.
No way.
Yeah, I was shaking in bed.
Well, you look great today.
I don't feel back to normal yet.
Apart from the weird like growth you've got on your head.
A horn coming out.
You've got a dickhead.
But no, I haven't felt good with it.
Well, I think that's what happens with vaccines, isn't it? You feel a bit groggy.
Where do you stand on the vaccine?
They put it in your arm, you don't stand on it. That would really fuck you up. Jay, I sit on the fence, as you know.
You do. I love it. You just sit on that little fence, don't you?
I'm going to go shopping for vaccines. I'm going to get like everyone just get jabbed up. Get eight.
Get eight of them.
Get eight jabs.
Okay. Look, I just going back to what we were chatting to the beginning because it's interesting with these things. What do you say to woo someone into the bedroom? How do you do it?
I say, "Are you double vaxxed, baby?"
Now, what do you say?
I say, come back to mine,
okay.
And I'll put a Pop-Tart in the toaster. And I'll pop it up, yeah.
Do you know, I did this thing, which is magical. I posted on my Instagram.
Magical?
Yeah, I posted on my Instagram. It was like a Pop-Tart. And anyone should, you know, I like my food hacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, I saw this.
I took it down because it didn't do very well. No one cared. So I was like, oh, I'd probably turn that down.
Is that what you're like? If it's not
performing? No, I don't. I just did it to that.
It's not performing off.
No, I don't normally do that.
You do?
No, I don't. Anyway, I put this thing up. And to all you listeners, you should really try this. It's glorious. Kids, you're going to love this. For your kids, if they're listening. Or just for your kids, if...
Why are you freaking out about kids?
Well, I'm not. Just for you or your kids. Or for just anyone.
Okay.
What you do is you get a slice of... white bread,
mm-hmm.
or brown bread, but slice of... I use white bread.
Mm.
And then you get a Kinder Bueno. Or you can use Galaxy, or you can use any piece of chocolate, a little square, maybe a Twix. You put that on the slice of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You then put another slice of bread on top of it. You then get a glass, and you push down on it and make a little cylinder of delicious white bread with a piece of chocolate in between it. You then pop that little bit, like a Pop-Tart, into a toaster, put it down, heat it up, take it out. It's toast, melted chocolate with inside it.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Next podcast, can we bring a few of those in?
Isn't that delicious?
Well, I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds great.
It's fantastic.
Are you a white bread or brown bread guy?
I'm a white bread.
Really?
Yeah, what are you?
Do you like that big, thick, like real cheap white bread?
No, we were talking about this the other day. Soph and I were discussing. Soph and I are big foodies. We like food.
I like a sourdough.
You like a sourdough? Mm. I said sourdough.
Toasted.
She said, I like a sourdough, but then I was told that a French baguette.
You were told that a French baguette, what? Told a French baguette.
No, but then someone said, you would like a French baguette more. And I was like, yeah.
What, you that easy impressionable?
Oh, yeah.
You told them what your favourite was and they go, no, you're a French baguette. You went, yeah.
It's not impressionable, it's just a French...
I do, on holiday in France, French baguette, bit of cheese, bit of Emmental. What nice slice of ham.
You don't even know what Emmental is.
Emmental.
What, describe Emmental.
When I was a kid, as a baby or a child, I used to call it holy cheese because it had holes in it. I was once, we were out for a little picnic in Corsica, if you know where that is. And right. we had like big slices of ham laid out. These two wasps came up, picked up the slice of ham and flew off with it. And I was like, no one else saw it. I was like, mum, come here. No, she didn't believe me. I was
no,
like,
they didn't.
I swear on my life.
A whole thing of ham.
They like meat. Wasps like meat.
They picked it up in their hands.
Yeah, also, this one wasp like plagued me the whole holiday, separate to the two meat wasps.
Plagued.
It followed me around everywhere, and I was like, just please leave me alone. Eventually, I think I lost my shit with it.
Punched
and
it.
I said, oi, you better stop this. Anyways, I was like, stop it.
Why did you go back to a gangster? Oh, you better stop this.
Why I order?
You better stop this, or wasp,
and
I'll get you.
I battered him into the ocean, like gave him a good slap. Like,
it's a wasp. It's like you just hit, it's a wasp.
Wasps are scary.
It's an insect.
Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah. Are you like protesting against cruelty to wasps?
Well, wasps are very vital to human existence.
Well, so are most creatures. Every creature. Okay, every creature plays its part.
No, name
moths.
Another.
Moths.
No, they don't.
Very integral.
To what?
I have a very funny story about moths. I'm not going to do it this podcast, but...
oh, God.
Anyway.
Well, stick around for that one, guys, because it's going to be a real winner.
Oh, the listeners are going to boom on the next one. But anyway, so this wasp had plagued me the whole time. Yeah. Anyway, put it into the sea. Get back home, go for a wee, open up the toilet, huge wasp in the loo, and I was like, oh! I literally shat myself. I was like, mum, it's come for me. It's swum all the way.
Because you had knocked it into the sea and it came out.
I thought that it had swum all the way to come get me.
What were your big fears when you were younger?
We dated for a while after that.
What were your big fears?
My big fears... it's a very weird fear, but I had a fear of nostalgia. I still do. Like, not being able to relive moments in your life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like a really deep fear.
No, I know.
To have as a child.
My other fear is killer whales. Orcas, terrified of them.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. There's two weird things going on here. Firstly, when are you going to come across an orca?
Well, I don't know, when you go on holiday.
To Iceland?
Corsica. Terrifying wasps and whales.
I think
killer whales is quite a normal one because in the name it is killer whales and they're incredibly smart, right? So
killer whales are wonderful.
No, they're amazing creatures, but they freak me out because they're so intelligent.
So are monkeys.
Not as intelligent as...
Yes, they are. Monkeys are more intelligent than
orcas.
Yeah,
in a different way. I don't think they're as sinister. You've seen the way they hunt seals? Have you not watched David Attenborough? It was after that episode where the seal was on an iceberg and they collectively like swum underneath it one by one to create a wave to flip it off. I was like, wow.
Have you seen that one where the seal jumps onto the little boat?
No.
Have you not seen that?
No.
The seal, like something just hops onto the little boat and then you see an orca come up and it's just scoped the orca.
Oh, really? Oh, I have seen that, yeah. To get away. What were your biggest fears?
No, hang on, going back to yours. So you were scared of orcas?
Not making it and being famous.
So you were scared of orcas and nostalgia?
Yeah. So my...
That is bizarre.
My biggest fear would have been going on a holiday where I'd met orcas and then like 2 years later going, oh God, I can't relive that. That's both of my fears.
Because also, if you say to your parents, you go to your parents, oh mummy, I'm like scared of the dark. Don't worry, darling, we'll leave the light on tonight.
Don't worry, darling, there's an orca in your room.
No, he'll
look after you.
You'll say, don't worry, darling, we'll leave the light on. Oh mummy, I'm scared of spiders. Don't worry, darling, I've checked, there are no spiders. Oh mummy, I'm scared of nostalgia. What does mummy say? Oh, get over it. I can get over, grow up.
Phones at the doctor. I think my son is...
What do you say? Oh, mummy, I'm scared that I'm never going to relive the moments that I had in my past. Well, yes, son, that's what happens in life.
That's life. Yeah, that's, I know. Life. It's hard. It's the one thing I can't control, okay? Unless I create my time machine, which I'm working on at the moment. If I do create a time machine, I'm going to go back and put you in a slightly different course.
Well, I would do chemistry instead of drama.
Towie instead of maybe...
push me into a slightly different course.
I wouldn't put you in drama anymore. I'd put you in social studies.
You do geography. That'll teach you.
Gotcha. Not know what a meander is.
Someone invents a time machine to go back and put Hitler to study social studies instead of world domination.
You know, Hitler's an interesting character. That's the end of it. Anyway,
Hitler, he's a real kooky guy.
Well, you know, Hitler was on a lot of drugs all the time. You know this.
Well, you'd probably have to be that interesting.
His right hand man. They used to inject him with liquid cocaine. So it's proven.
Right.
And that's why he was so hyped up in all this scenario.
Wow, God, you learn something every day.
Someone told me that.
It's good to...
Another thing someone told me the other day.
What?
Butterflies. Yeah, they taste...
They're just beautiful moths.
No, they taste with their feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little animal fact for you there.
Can you eat with your feet?
I don't know. Can I?
I reckon you could.
I was in an airport lounge when we travel and things like that. And I was in an airport lounge and there was a guy sitting there. And I want to see your opinion on this. Okay, there's a guy sitting there in the airport lounge. And in the airport lounge, you have your tables where you eat your food, right? Like, and they're quite low to ground. He had his feet up on the table with his shoes and socks off, with his feet on the table. There was nowhere else to sit. And there was three chairs next to me. I think that's bad manners. I was like so annoyed at it.
He had his feet out.
Feet up on the table where you eat your food.
Socks off.
Socks off.
What were the feet? What do they look like?
Well, they were just feet, but it was more the fact that it was a ram-packed lounge and he has put his feet on the place, so no one really wanted to sit there. And I was like, this is so uncool.
Mm.
Is that me getting old or is that like a legitimate...
I mean, it's a little bit off-putting, isn't it? It's not ideal.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, all you private parties, welcome back to a bonus episode of Private Parts. Alex and Jamie here, having a wonderful time with you guys. As always, we have some fun things to talk about. I want to talk about an article that popped up the other day, Matt. You want to hear this?
Popped up.
Yeah, popped up in the Daily Mail. Elif, our producer, sent it to us. She thinks it's very good. I think it's good too. Says, tenant from hell who didn't pay rent for a year trashes two-bedroom flat and leaves behind 8,000 empty beer cans, rotten food, and toilet overflowing with excrement. Firstly, the problem with this title, the problem with this whole thing is that didn't pay rent for a year and then trashes the apartment because he got kicked out, obviously. Isn't that crazy?
And it doesn't sound like he could trash it even more. It was already trashed.
Yeah, but look at that. Like 8,000 beer cans.
Are there any images on
it? Oh, my Lord. Whoa. Do you want to look at the bathroom? To all of you listeners, that is honestly
this? This is on Daily
Mail. Look at the bathroom.
Is that poo?
No. What do you think it is?
Oh my! No, that's messed up.
That is just horrendous.
You guys need to go check this out. It's I love that in the background, right, so you've got a toilet that's literally overflowing with shit and toilet paper with shit on it. And then in the background, you've got one of those, like, girly little signs that says, bathe.
What?
Yeah, bathe. Yeah, like, over the bath.
Live life, joy.
Yeah, live life, have some bath salts and bathe.
And shit all over the place.
You would, I reckon that you're thinking in your head, oh, what a legend, 8,000 beer cans.
Yeah, to be fair, I did think, nice.
Yeah, you're like, what a legend.
All right.
You're probably more clean now, I would say. You weren't that clean in the past, were you?
I did used to be a bit lazy. You came into my apartment once, found me face down on the floor.
Face down with lips that looked like, honestly, you'd been beat up and they were red wine.
I basically got, like, really hammered and had gone to the fridge and tried to eat some blueberries. And obviously, mid-eating them, fell asleep on the floor and managed to, like, smush them into the carpet and all over my face.
Do you know what screams inspirational? I tried to eat blueberries in my flat because I was hammered and I then passed out that is inspirational.
Look, I was very young, and if any blueberry brands want to
and then we woke you up and then you cried, my girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're gonna go there, aren't we?
Sorry, yeah,
we did go there. No, but I was trying to be, like, healthy. I was trying to detox, but it was too late.
Detoxifying. I went into the ice cream parlor. Favourite ice cream quickly for you?
I used to love a pistache. So
decided to grow a pistache.
I wonder what the pistache looked like in that guy's apartment.
Oh my god, big old stash. What is your favourite?
Oh my god, this reminds me when I was a kid. I broke into just making myself even more inspirational.
Can't wait. Okay.
There was an abandoned house in the country, like where I lived, and the woman that lived there before was like, she used to leave boxes outside our house saying the end is nigh, and then there'd be like a block of lard.
That's way more terrifying than nostalgia. Yeah. That's awful.
I should have been scared of her, actually, come to think about it. Anyway,
we
decided one day, a few of my friends and my neighbour, that we were going to break into the house because she'd been, like, moved out of it for quite some time.
A few of my friends and my neighbour, who's 40.
Sounds like the beginning of a Stephen King novel. Anyway, so we eventually, like, sneak in and...
You broke in?
No, we snuck.
How did you sneak in there?
Well,
had a key.
Climb through the door with my foot. No,
so climb through the broken window.
We get in there, and honestly, it was the most bizarre experience. There was like 5,000 vinegar bottles all just stacked up. There was loads of human hair just like filled in bins. Oh. I was like, it was honestly the most terrifying
thing.
That's
awful.
I know. Anyway, we sat down. Sat down around this table, and then we hear like movement downstairs, and I was like, oh my god, I've never seen people absolutely shat themselves. And then this other guy who also lived in the neighbourhood, who was like seriously old, looked about 90, he was like, hey!
Hang on. Some guy had the same idea as you, came into the house.
Yeah, he'd gone to go break in as well. No, he had obviously heard the commotion because he lived kind of nearby and came in to like tell off the naughty kids. And yeah,
And what happened?
It was terrifying. People were jumping out windows.
Like, really?
I ran up and just punched him.
You went, grab the vinegar! Grab the vinegar!
Square it in his eyes, put a wig on him.
Burn the hair! He won't like the smell!
I used to, burning hair smells so bad. How did we get onto that? Why are we talking about that?
Put vinegar in his eyes and put a wig on him.
That's how to get out of any trouble.
Grab the wigs! No, what's your favourite ice cream?
Did we get to ice cream? Pistachio. I quite like a sort of, what's the Haagen-Dazs one? Pralines and cream, is it? Is that the one that's got like the...
Pralines?
That's one, isn't it?
Pralines and cream?
That's an ice cream, I'm sure.
Pralines. What the hell is...
Pralines.
What the hell is pralines?
Pralines. It's like, they're like toffee nuts or something, aren't they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Try it when you get home.
Mine's salted caramel. Anyway, salted caramel. The point is, I went to an ice cream parlor. There was a lovely lady there, and she said to me, I'm really loving your podcast with Alex, especially the one with Olivia Neal. And I went, that is so kind of you.
Nice.
It's a little boost for you there. So thank you to all you private parties who constantly write this in. And also, we have a letter from one of our lovely listeners. It says, hey, Jamie and Alex, listening to your podcast right now with Olivia Neal, and I'm loving it.
I've been binging Private Parts and MIC since I sprained some ligaments in my foot and can't walk at all well. Anyways, I was thinking about horses' hooves and sheep's coat and what would happen in the wild. I think I have a part of an answer for the hooves. If they are wild, like they are in the New Forest, I've been there, then they will be grinding their hooves on rocks as they walk around, and they probably deliberately grind them again hard things to keep them from growing too large. That is true. They'll be like nails, so they'll cut them like nails. That's interesting. A little like a cat would do to keep its claws sharp. Humans must have done the same, as your finger and toenails would go incredibly long if they weren't worn down by anything. Maybe that's a reason. Keep up the good work with the podcast. Loving the bonus episode a lot. We still don't have an answer for sheep. When sheep were younger, back in the day, what would they do with their coats?
They'd go to Paul Edmonds.
Yeah, that's true. They would just go to Paul Edmonds. What would they do though? Come on, let's come up with an answer. What would sheep do?
I have a feeling it's something to do with them being domesticated, and it's probably changed the way their body works a bit. I don't know. In the wild, maybe they would get caught in bushes and it would sort of tear it off.
What?
I don't know.
Caught in bushes.
I'm trying my best to solve the conundrum.
That's the one. Caught in a bush and they'd rip off their hair.
Well, they probably had to run away from prey, didn't they?
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Dive into a bush.
Dive into a bush. Yeah. Okay, go on. Do you have a charity nomination?
I do, actually. I've got a charity nomination right here. I'm just going to get it up. Dear Jamie and Alex.
Read it nice and slow. Oh, we like that.
Wait, is this?
Yeah, that's it.
This is it?
Yeah, go on.
This is the one. Okay.
Here you go.
Dear Jamie and Alex. Firstly, I'm a massive fan of your hilarious podcast. I so appreciate the genuine laughter you have brought to my days. Thank you for quite simply being you.
Sounds like you're reading a best man speech or something like that, and you haven't quite learnt it.
Well, I mean, it is, you know, it is fresh.
Okay, good.
She's also talking about me when she says, for being you, because you're not really you, are you? On recent listening, I became aware of Charity of the Month section of your podcast. Earlier this month, I was lucky enough to receive a place on the 1 year foundation in acting course at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. A dream come true after a tough 2 years of drama school auditions. However, bittersweet is my achievement. Unfortunately, I cannot apply for a student or maintenance loan to help me financially. I'm so grateful to even get the chance to audition for courses such as these. However, coming from a low-income background and living with just my mum, who is a social healthcare worker, I'm now facing the challenge of having to fully fund this £9,250 course plus living expenses myself. Recently, I was also offered a place on the National Youth Theatre Senior Course 2021. After another huge and exciting achievement, shadowed by the financial cloud that comes with it. I strongly believe that everyone, no matter what financial background you come from, should have a chance at some form of education in the arts. I have seen and experienced myself what a fantastic form of expression it can be for young people and how influential it can be in their development. I'm now using the tools I've got to raise some money for my course, but quite literally singing for my supper.
Oh,
that's very sweet. But I mean, you...
What's her name?
You studied Natasha.
So Natasha just wants us to help her out with some...
So how can we help?
Well, I think what we do with our charity nominations, all you private parties know, is that, we goes into a list of other people who have sent in nominations, and we have a think, and then we donate some cash to them. That's what we do. And we're going to do it on a quarterly basis. And so to anyone, so for Natasha, it will go into our pot and we will consider her massively. We get a lot of nominations and we only read out a few of them. But what we want people to realise is that if you are a charity, a community, an individual who is struggling or need it or is an unsung hero, let us know. Send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. That's contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send us some stories as well, because we want to hear those on the podcast. Some funny stories, some interesting stories, some sad stories, some horrible stories. Anything at all, we just want to hear it. contact@privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs @privatepodcast.
Do it.
Yeah, just do it.
You better do it. Weird stories, actually. You want some weird ones?
Yeah, I like the weird ones as well. All right, listen, Alexander, we have rambled on there on this bonus episode for quite a while. And do you know what? I'm sick of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here for a while, so you better get used to it, buddy.
All right, big guy. That's the end of our bonus episode. This Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we have the wonderful, the beautiful Jeanette. from Strictly Come Dancing. She's coming out on the podcast on our Friday episode.
Oh, it was a good one.
It was a good one.
It was a real good one. We danced at the end of it as well.
We danced.
We boogied.
We
boogied hard.
So long, Captain.
So long, suckers. See you in a jiffy. See you in another time.
See you in another time when I
get my... Jobin.
Jobin. All right, team. Private Brothers, we love you. Subscribe, tell everyone about us. Or not.
Don't tell everyone.
Yeah,
like, don't tell, like, your elderly. They might not enjoy it.
But they might like
it. It's a bit rude.
Oh, well, just tell everyone. Go on, tell someone now.
Sing it in the streets.
Tell everyone right this second. Tell them.
Scream it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.